The meeting to order. Would everyone please stand as we pledge allegiance to the flag? And please remain standing as the invocation will be given by Karen Kinslow, the Church of Christ, of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we are so grateful to be gathered together today with the County Board of Supervisors. We are so grateful for this blessing, that this building that we have to meet in, and for this wonderful country that we belong to, and for especially this county and this wonderful land that we get to live on. We ask thee at this time to please bless this county board, that as they discuss the items on the agenda, that they will be guided and directed by thee, and that the decisions they make will be beneficial for all of us. And please bless their families for the time that these leaders give to our community. Please bless their families with peace and prosperity. And help us now that we will all continue to be guided and directed by thee through this day. And we ask this in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you very much. At this time, we'll have an opportunity for public comment. Anyone wishing to make a comment or discuss anything that's not on today's current items? If not, we will then go on to consent calendar. And on the board, anyone on the board wishing to pull anything? Any comments?
Could I acknowledge someone that's out in the audience? There's Modesto School Trustee Susan Wallen, who's at our meeting today. Thank you for coming. Just wanted to acknowledge you being here.
Okay. Before the board takes action on the consent calendar, does anyone in the audience wish to make a comment or have a question on any matter on the consent calendar? If not, I bring it back to the board. What's your wish?
Make a motion to approve all consent calendar items.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Passed. We now, at 9:05, sitting as a Stanislaus County Capital Improvement Financial Authority, I now bring the meeting to order. At this time, consent calendar on those items. Anyone on the board have any comments on that or concerns? I open to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or concerns? If not, I bring it back to the board. And what's your wish?
Motion to approve consent calendar.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Now we have time for public comment. If there's no public comment, we will close this portion. We now will go to correspondence.
This board has received a copy of the Eastside Mosquito Abatement District's fiscal year 2016-2017 budget.
Refer to the auditor controller.
This board has received a letter from the Office of the County Clerk Recorder and Registrar of Voters inviting the Board of Supervisors to participate on the election observer panel for the Westport Fire Protection District special election on Tuesday, August 30, 2016.
I will designate Supervisor Jim DeMartini.
This board has received a letter from the Empire Union School District regarding the increase of their school facility fees for residential and commercial industrial projects.
Refer to the Department of Planning and Community Development.
This board has received the claims as noted on the agenda.
Acknowledge receipt of claims and refer to the Chief Executive Office, Risk Management Division. At this time, does anyone on the board, supervisors, have a report? Yes.
I have one, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to mention the West Side Healthcare Task Force is going to be doing its 8th annual health summit at Newman's West Side Theater on August 25th. At that time, we have our Biggest Loser weight loss contest for anybody wishing to put together a team. It's a team of 10, and we weigh in there at the theater. And then 8 weeks later, we weigh out in Augustine. So right now, we have 7 teams from the cities of Newman, Patterson, and Augustine. It's a nice event. I welcome anybody to attend, and it's we provide lunch, and it's free.
So what you're saying, a loss is a win. Yes. Congratulations.
The cities and school districts all compete against each other.
Anyone else?
Yes, if I could. Last week, I was down in Long Beach for the National Association of Counties, where a Californian, San Diego County Supervisor Greg Cox, was elected second vice president of the national organization. Greg is a former League of Cities president, a former CSAC president. He's going to be a fantastic representative of California. And so anyways, very proud of him. And then I went to D.C. last week. That's why I missed the meeting. It was along with Rosa Parks, our executive director, Stan Cog. And it is regarding a directive that had come out, possibly looking at, and you know, the language is probably too strong of a language, but a forced merger between the Merced Cog and the Stan Cog. It's not really a force, but it's forced planning, which I think we're already doing. So we'll stay tuned for that. I guess it's more of a Cog issue, but it may affect us going forward.
Okay. Anyone else wishing to report? If not, we'll go to the Legislative Physical Management Report. Or Chief Executive Officer?
No report this morning.
No report. At this time, this meeting is adjourned.
A new world's record.
That was a record.
8 minutes.